I find mind maps or concept maps an incredibly powerful mechanism through which students can explore their thinking. But people often tend to use the finished product as an outcome, whereas the outcome is actually the learning that took place during the period when the map was being generated, the thinking out of the different elements within it, the nodes, how they fit together, whether they need rearranging. When the product is finished, it's often dead because the process has taken place. However, with a wisdom map, that's not the case, because it's more in terms of producing a product which then continues to be used and continues to live. So when you create an account and set up your first mind map, you'll be familiar with some of the tools. You don't have to worry about layout, it takes care of all that for you. You simply type into a text box the name of the node, and then Wisdom Map will generate the map itself for you. As you go along, it automatically colours the nodes, but you can change that. You can also change the layout. You've got an option of just a couple, I'm afraid. But it seems fairly blank and passive. And the reason is that in my maps, you often add supplementary information, like textual explanations of increased detail that's embedded within the node, and sometimes even pictures. But that tends to make the map very cluttered. It's fine if you're using it as a process, but if you're going to use it later on, it needs to have far more clarity. Well, that's where the power of Wisdom Map comes in, because you add the extra information in a panel down the right-hand side, and when you click on a node, the information that you added then becomes visible within that panel. You can add notes, and you've got some simple text editing features within the notes. You can add media, and that's quite a powerful thing to be able to do. So students, if they're creating a map, can add video from YouTube or the BBC. They can add images or audio MP3 files from elsewhere. They could be podcasts. You can add documents like Word and Excel or links out to webs. All of that supplementary information can be added to each node, or not necessarily to every node if you don't want, but all that's possible. That then means that Wisdom Map becomes a powerful revision tool, and you can use it in that way. There's a test feature where it blanks out all the nodes. And you can also have a presentation mode where you roll out each of the nodes one by one. So if you were presenting to an audience, you can present that information successfully.